With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Israeli military doles out punishment for the attack that killed seven aid workers in Gaza. Two officers have been dismissed, three others reprimanded. A retired general's investigation found the officers mishandled critical information and violated the Army's rules of engagement. Israel approving the opening of two border crossings and the expansion of a third to allow more humanitarian aid into Gaza. The action comes after President Biden and Prime Minister Netanyahu spoke yesterday.
During a 30-minute phone call with the Israeli Prime Minister, the President warned that future U.S. support for the Gaza war depends on new steps by Israel. National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
What we want to see are some real changes on the Israeli side. If we don't see changes from their side, there'll have to be changes from our side.
Kirby said the President was very direct in telling Benjamin Netanyahu that Israel must take concrete steps to address civilian harm, humanitarian suffering, and the safety of aid workers. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, America's employers hired 303,000 people last month. Many more hirings than economists were expecting. Heritage Foundation economist E.J. Antoni says that while the March employment report may look good at first glance,
we continue hemorrhaging full-time jobs. On net, we're actually losing full-time jobs. We lost several thousand last month. We gained almost 700,000 part-time jobs.
Although the election is still 7 months away, another poll gives former President Trump a comfortable lead over President Biden. It's a Rasmussen poll giving Mr. Trump an 8-point edge over the president. Watching Wall Street, stocks are higher this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 128 points, the Nasdaq ahead 139, and the S&P is trading 34 points higher. This is SRN News. Gender identity comes to immigration.
The Biden administration is changing documents to allow people from foreign countries who are applying for U.S. benefits to describe themselves as male, female, or something else. It's all part of President Biden's vow to allow transgenderism in every aspect of the federal government. The Immigration and Naturalization Service has also been instructed not to seek any documentation that would support a person's application as neither male nor female. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The fighting in Myanmar continues to take a toll on Christians. The military, which is trying to defeat a rebel group, bombed a monastery, was giving sanctuary to displaced people last week. International Christian Concern says at least eight people were killed, nearly a score wounded. The government is supposedly waging war on the rebels, but its attacks often target Christians as well. ICC reports more than 100 churches have been demolished over the past 3 years of fighting. This is SRN News. Recent killing of an Iranian officer has Israeli officials on high alert. The latest on the Media Line's Michael Friedson.
Israel has raised its defensive posture to high alert in the aftermath of being presumed to be behind the assassination of a senior commander of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. Leaves have been canceled for combat soldiers and many serving in intelligence. And recently released reservists have been recalled to active duty. Israel's cyber units have altered navigational apps to confound weapons using GPS guidance systems. Iranian voices threatening severe retribution against Israel include President Raisi. Israel's domestic intelligence agency reported a plan to assassinate National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir and attack Ben-Gurion Airport and government buildings. At least 11 have been arrested, mostly residents of central Israel. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.